This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military pulled off its biggest day of evacuation flights out of Afghanistan by far Monday, but deadly violence still has blocked many desperate evacuees from entering Kabul's airport, and the Taliban signaled that they might soon seek to shut down the airlifts. 28 U.S. military flights ferried about 10,400 people to safety out of the Taliban-held Afghanistan over a 24-hour period that ended Monday morning. 15 C-17 flights over the next 12 hours brought another 6,600, White House officials said. The chief Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the faster pace of evacuation was due in part to coordination with Taliban commanders on getting evacuees into the airport. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a sharp rebuke to China for its incursions in the South China Sea, warning its actions there amount to coercion and intimidation, and affirming that the U.S. will support its allies in the region against Beijing's advances. The Biden administration is now seeking to further solidify its pivot toward Asia, while America's decades-long focus on the Middle East comes to a messy end with a chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans unvaccinated against the coronavirus to get their shots after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. drug regulator on Monday granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, making it the first to secure such Food and Drug Administration validation as health authorities struggle to win over vaccine skeptics during a relentless pandemic. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand has reported 41 new cases of coronavirus infections Tuesday. This is the country's highest daily total since an outbreak of the Delta variant last week prompted the government to put the nation into a strict lockdown. Health officials said that they were confident the country remains on track to quell the outbreak. At a COVID-19 vaccination site on the outskirts of the Ugandan capital, Kampala, people wait for hours for scarce AstraZeneca jabs. Some arrived as early as 6 in the morning, hoping to be first in the line to receive the shot. And it was the afternoon before the small box of vials arrived, but to the shock of many of those in line, only people eligible for their second dose received the jab. Uganda has struggled to access vaccines to reach its target of inoculating 22 million people as the world's rich nations continue to hold on to doses. One of the notorious Arellano Felix brothers was deported from the United States back to Mexico after serving most of a 15-year prison sentence, but was promptly rearrested when he arrived in his homeland on Monday. Prosecutors in Mexico said that Eduardo Arellano Felix was handed over to a Mexican federal authority at a border crossing across from Brownsville, Texas. He faces organized crime and drug trafficking charges in Mexico. He's one of several brothers who founded the Tijuana-based Arellano Felix cartel that moved hundreds of tons of cocaine and marijuana from Mexico and Colombia into the United States. Israeli warplanes struck several targets in the Gaza Strip, according to the Israeli military announcing it in the late hours Monday, saying that it was responding to the launches of incendiary balloons that caused at least 3 blazes in southern Israel. Military said that it had struck a Hamas military base. There were no reports of casualties, though. The airstrikes came several hours after the incendiary balloons were launched into Israel by activists linked to Gaza's ruling Hamas militant group. Kathy Hochul has become New York's first female governor. The Democrat from Western New York assumed the office at the stroke of midnight Tuesday. She is taking control of a state government desperate to get back into business after months of distractions over sexual harassment allegations against Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo submitted his resignation letter late Monday. Hochul's ascent to the top job comes as the state is dealing with a rising number of COVID-19 cases and an economy still hurting from the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.